Chan Daily down here in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. And I just kind of want to maybe vote for one of those nominees tonight on that Ty Walker show. Yeah. I might want to maybe vote for those old bad radio boys. Yeah. I love that one today, doesn't suck.
Yeah, this is Gerald from Pleasant Grove, and I want to vote for E! News. Yeah, this is Gerald from Pleasant Grove again. I want to cancel out my vote for E! News since it ain't in there. And I want your vote for Watch Day Doesn't Suck, Bad Radio. Yeah.
Yes, this is Lawrence from McKinney, and I would love to make my selection for Bad Radio, and I would also love to make a call out for all the other P1s, please, for the love of God, quit trying to do bit. Your triple, quadruple fake Michelle Wee makes me want to put my gun to my head.
Hey, this is John in Denton. I'd like to vote against the P1 ticket top 10 voter line.
Hello. I want to vote for Ty Walker.
NBA Commissioner, the great David Stern, who joins us. Good morning. Commissioner, how are you?
Good morning to you, George, Greg, and Garland.
It's Gordon. I've known no one named Garland.
I'd just like to begin this visit by informing you that league popularity is at an all-time high.
Oh, gosh. Yes, we've heard you make that speech before, sir.
Last summer's NBA Finals was viewed in 72 different countries.
That's the country count, yeah.
From Magic Johnson and Larry Bird to Tim Duncan and the ever-popular KG, the NBA is continuing to capture the hearts and minds of the sports fan worldwide.
Hey, you don't have to be so formal. It's just kind of a give-and-take.
And I think ratings were down last year, too, by the way. All right, so this new dress code, you're going to enforce it, and there's going to be punishment, right?
The NBA is very serious about enforcing this policy league-wide. Each player will be required to adhere to our new dress code.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to wear a suit or sport coat to and from the game and while sitting on the bench.
Okay, how are you going to enforce it, though? I mean, how are you going to make these multi-million dollar athletes bend to your will?
Yeah.
Well, George?
That was Garland.
No, it's Garland.
First-time violators will be hit and hit hard by a two-game suspension. And during this time served, they will be forced to sit through a seminar on dress codes and their enforcements. And the seminar will be hosted by Bob Smith and Jimmy Christopher.
Oh my gosh.
Boy, that's huge penalty.
That's a little draconian.
Second-time offenders will be suspended not only 5 games, but they will also be suspended over the decomposing dung of Pistol Pete Maravich.
What in the world?
Where I hope they will not only learn their lesson, but also learn a bit about the great and storied history of the National Basketball Association, going on 60 years of great tradition.
Okay, what if they refuse that and just keep on wearing the casual wear and say they're a third-time offender?
Well, Craig, third-time offenders will be automatically traded to the Clippers.
Oh, the worst of all.
Yeah.
In the event that a Clipper is a third-time offender, he will be shot.
Well, that is just callous and way over the top. All right, now, there's a lot of people who don't like this new dress code, including Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. He doesn't like it.
Well, Norm, Mark Cuban will also be subjected to this dress code. However, he will not fall under the exact rules that we will be laying down for the players. We will have a special Mark Cuban owner clause.
Just for Mark Cuban?
Just for the renegade Mavericks owner. He will be required to, beginning at the start of the regular season, show up to each game with an adult haircut.
Oh, gosh, no.
And he will be required to wear an adult diaper until he stops whining about the officiating.
Okay. This thing with NBA Commissioner David Stern.
All right, and Commissioner, we have to ask this. Some feel this is racially motivated on your part.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
How can you say something like that?
Look, I'm a 60-plus, 5'3" Jewish man, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let a bunch of corn-rowed, throwback-wearing, bling-blinged-out, gangsta rappers take my league and flush it down the commode. Oh. Good morning to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Well, ooh, there you have it. Word from the commissioner.
I thought he would acknowledge that.
Yeah, that is very, very odd.